And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Hey, that is me. We want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. My name is Matt Santos. We have a full show for you featuring our very own mayor, Mr. Daryl Croft, and our finance director, Joe Duffy. We will be back to talk to them after these messages.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQNA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Las Vegas Golden Knights, live Tuesday night at 8 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. You are going to spend this hour listening to updates on the town of Chino Valley right here on KQNA. Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. I am Matt Santos here on behalf of the town of Chino Valley in place of your regular Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce show that happens every other Monday here. We want to concentrate on things that happen within the town, at town hall, with the various departments. You know, there's one way you can stay up to date on what's happening in and around the town government, and that's by attending some of our meetings. The second and fourth Tuesday of every month is our town council meetings. They take place at 202 North Highway 89, right there across the street from the high school, the district offices, and the tennis courts there, right on near Center Street and Highway 89. Again, 6 p.m. the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Tomorrow night we have one scheduled. Now, our guest today will be kind of taking the lead in that meeting. Who chairs that meeting, and he's rolling his eyes at me right now, is our mayor, Mr. Darrell Croft. Thanks for taking time out to sit down and chat and update the good citizens of Chino Valley with what's going on.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I enjoy coming down and talking to looking at all our friends and citizens, and hope that we spend some time together, not only here, but at some of the meetings we have.
How's your arm feel from me twisting it to get you here?
It was around my back for a while, but I got it back now.
Now, one of the questions that I ask the mayor every meeting is, what's the over-under? When we get that? When will this great meeting come to a conclusion tonight? And we are talking about that off mic. Tomorrow night's going to be pretty brief, huh? You thinking?
Yes.
Possibly?
Oh, yeah.
Good size. It's a good sign of town leadership working good together and getting a lot of the questions and concerns hashed out at study sessions and with meeting with town department heads and things of that nature.
Now, generally, once a month, we have a study session where we have an opportunity to sit down among staff and the council and talk about items that are coming up in the future and things that happen.
And one of those town leaders, the town management that you talk with on a regular basis, is also sitting in studio with us. Finance Director Mr. Joe Duffy with a gorgeous Chino Valley hat on today. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing fine, thank you, sir.
Now, Joe is the money man for the town. He's tasked with making sure that the budget is set and in accordance with what the mayor and council wish and keeping us in compliance with various things. You're also wearing, aside from that great looking town of Chino Valley hat, you wear a few different hats with the town. You oversee various different departments and different projects, one of which is a kind of a town, I might be simplifying it too much, a town beautification project that we're working on.
That's correct.
What's involved in that, Joe?
Well, actually, we're starting it for 2019, a cleanup campaign, and we're doing it with a new emphasis, more of a customer service emphasis.
Gotcha.
We're not just going out and giving people tickets and fining them for not cleaning up their property or following our town codes. But we're going out and more educating them and with a softer approach and saying, hey, you know, we came by your property. We noticed these things that might be in violation or that are. Would you mind taking a look at them and seeing what you can do to fix them? We go to their businesses. We make meetings with them professionally instead of just knocking on the door, going in when they're doing their business. And or they can come down to town hall and meet with us. So we've got basically we're looking at the commercial properties, and we're also doing a separate program from the residential properties. And so far, we've actually just got going this last 2 weeks, but we've had a lot of positive input.
Very nice.
Even just with a couple weeks into it. But our plan is to do it all through 2019, and of course, we'll roll into 2020, but our focus is to look at every property in 2019.
Now, last month in this very space we're sitting in, at Talk of the Town for Chino Valley Day, I was able to sit down and talk with and introduce to the community our two code compliance officers, Aaron and David. And a lot of what they're working on and what you're working on and what they're following your direction on is kind of an educational campaign to clarify what code is, what is expected, and the reasons why the town really wants to have a cleanup campaign. One of them is directly related to your department because the prettier the town, the cleaner the neighborhoods, the more attractive it is to tenants, whether that be residential or business.
Right, right.
So,
and like our residential campaign slogan is, be a good neighbor. And, you know, take care of your property. Your neighbor takes care of their property. Everybody's property looks better. The neighborhood's cleaner, feels safer, and all the other things that come along, which maintain your property.
Yeah, contributes to beautifying neighborhoods, which contributes to property values being on a rise, hopefully. And it also is attractive to business owners to come in, and they want to come into to a nice-looking town and bring their businesses, which in turn brings sales tax, which in turn supports every program that the town is involved in.
Yeah, it makes Chino a better place to live and do business in.
one of the ways that town management is trying to help out residents and businesses alike is by clarifying some of the requirements for keeping our town nuisance-free and clean. And so tomorrow night at our town council meeting, that is one of the action items, is that getting all those regulations and things in a clearer, concise format so that town residents, property owners, renters, and business owners know what's in the code, what's expected, the do's and the don'ts, and make it easier for everybody to be in compliance.
Right, Matt, you just nailed it. I couldn't say it better, but basically we're taking, the stuff was in, you know, our code regulations, our nuisance abatement and cleanup ordinance regulations were both in the UDO and the town code, and it was really difficult to administer that from a staff perspective and plus from a citizen's perspective. It's like, this doesn't make sense. You're looking at two different places.
Yeah.
So we pulled all of that out of the UDO. We're putting it all into the town code. We updated it, made a few small minor adjustments. And so now everything will be in one place. It'll just be a lot more concise for the community and the staff to administer this section of the code.
So education, communication, always key to make sure that that everybody's on the same page and that the best interests for the town are put forward. Mr. Mayor, we were talking a little bit off mic before we started about some of that communication that goes on not just within the town, but also outside of our town boundaries. Explain to the listeners what went on this morning. It's a monthly thing that you are partaking in. What happened?
We have a lot of regional activity with the other municipalities. Once a month, the mayors and town managers of all the towns in the valley, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Humboldt, we get together for a breakfast, and we talk about the things that are happening in our town, because a lot of those are the same for all the municipalities.
Gotcha.
So that helps us understand and help each other.
So as concerns pop up in Chino Valley, there's no shortage of suggestions that we get through email, social media, call to the public, which we'll get into a little bit. It takes place at every council meeting. There's a lot of great suggestions out there. There's a lot of great input from the community, but we want more. And then we want to make sure that our community is working in line with what the overall region is trying to accomplish.
Well, there's a lot of regional economic development, so we hope that as we have businesses move into this area, that it'll be shared among all the municipalities.
So you guys meet together, town leadership, managers, and mayors meet once a month?
At least once a month.
To hash these things out, yes. Share some good ideas.
Yep. Yes.
And then you and our town manager, Ms. Cecilia Gritman, come to our council meetings, and you update us on those of what the concerns are and relay that information. But that's not the only place you relay information. We got something coming up, another early morning session on February 20th, Wednesday at 8 a.m. over at Overflow Coffee right there on the highway. What's going on? What is that meeting
we
that we have?
We're doing a citizens outreach, and the town manager and myself have been doing this probably for maybe a year, year and a half. And we're trying to get out with our citizens and help them understand the things that are going on in the town, specifically with our ballot issue that's coming in May with road maintenance and water system.
We want to get into some specifics of that special election, but we want to, we'll do that after the break, but we want to remind everybody and emphasize these community outreach meetings. This one here on Wednesday, February 20th from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. will take place at Overflow Coffee, 448 North Highway 89, right there in Chino Valley next to the Medical Center. Again, 8 a.m., Overflow Coffee, Wednesday, February 20th. Now, in the past, some of those will have a featured topic and a featured speaker. I believe, Joe, you were on there once or twice.
Yeah.
Frank Marbury has presented there. Yeah. But this one's kind of an open forum, right, Mr. Mayor?
We want to talk about the upcoming ballot, but they're all open forums.
Gotcha.
Anybody, we want to make it open to our citizens. We want to give them information, and we want to respond to their comments.
So we hope to see you there February 20th at Overflow Coffee. You got another chance to talk to a regional leader the day before that, March 19th at Town Hall, 202 North Highway 89, at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Congressman Paul Gosar's staff will be holding office hours in Chino Valley at Town Hall. You could meet with the staff there and discuss pretty much anything. They left it pretty open. Some of the suggested topics they brought up were concerns you might have about any state or federal topics, Social Security Administration, health care, Veterans Affairs and Veterans Benefits, Small Business Administration, and the IRS. Now, that's a wide open topic to invite people in to come talk about the IRS. To make an appointment, 480-882-2697. Again, 480-882-2697. Sit and talk with the staff of Congressman Paul Gosar on the 19th at 2 p.m. And you can see that news flash right there at chinoaz.net for more information as well. So again, a great chance for the citizens in the area to interact with town leaders and their staff, much like you can do the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. We're going to be back in just a moment to talk more about that special election, what that money is earmarked for, the pros and cons of what it takes to get involved for you as a citizen, and a couple of other things that we'll be bringing your way after these messages on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Celebrate a Valentine's weekend at Cliff Castle Casino. Kick off the fun on Valentine's Day with a romantic dinner at Storytellers featuring a special menu prepared by Chef Andre DeLuca. Then dance to the music of Sammy Davis and the Dragonfly Nightclub. The fun continues all weekend with an extended Storytellers special menu, drink specials, live music, and the chance to win cash with hot seats through Sunday and a $5,000 cash drawing Sunday night. It's a Valentine's you won't forget at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
J-O-E-D-U-F-F. Oh, we're back. I'm just filling out this application with Joe Duffy's name on it. Joe, you are now in line for a complete makeover giveaway.
Well, I thought it was a reference for you, man.
No. Please sign up for the Chino Valley First Annual Women's Health and Beauty Expo. Okay. Joe, you can walk away with a complete makeover, including permanent eyebrow etchings. That is taking place on that is taking place
anything, Joe.
March 2nd. Yeah, I think we all three could go to the same barber.
Absolutely.
And our lovely and talented Bill Monroe is not too far behind us. Hey, let's get back. This is professional stuff. This is serious stuff we're doing here, guys. March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Chino Valley Community Center. That is right there near the Aquatic Center, Road 1 East. Road 1 East. I had to look at the wall to figure out where I'm facing. Road 1 East near Perkinsville Road. The Community Center, over $2,000 in door prizes, and this is to highlight the women in our community. Sorry, Joe, I'm going to have to scratch your name out. But there is a notice on our newsflash at chinoaz.net where you can click on and download your copy of this application form. The deadline is later this week. I believe it's the 14th. But this is a chance for one lucky woman will be nominated to win a free makeover, including microblading, eyelash extension, hair and makeup. And the nomination form is right there at chinoaz.net. So this is a great chance for the women in the community to be honored and recognized. So fill out an application, nominate the woman of your life, daughter, mother, wife, sister, whoever you want to nominate. The First Annual Women's Health and Beauty Expo, March 2nd at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Chino Valley Community Center. Sorry, Joe. But Dallas Gray, our recreation lead, met with me the other day and said they're getting ready for the Men's Expo as well. So they are reaching out to the community to look for donations in the form of door prizes and other gifts and goodies that the fellas in our community can enjoy as well. That'll be coming up later in the spring. So get a hold of Dallas Gray. Her information is at chinoaz.net under the Park and Rec tab, and you can throw your suggestions at her for the Men's Expo. But don't forget the Women's Health and Beauty Expo, March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Community Center. Let's get back to talking dollars and cents and communication and cooperation with our guest today, Mr. Joe Duffy, our finance director, and Mr. Mayor, his honor himself, Mr. Darrell Croft. So, what's coming up? We've got a special election slated to hit the voters later on this spring in May, if I'm not mistaken.
May 21st.
What, Mr. Mayor, what was the genesis? Why did town leadership decide that it was in the best interest of the community to present this special election? Was it just an idea off the top of your head, or what
again,
generated it?
I talked about earlier that the town manager and myself and staff, we were out doing these meet and greets with the citizens, and they were really to collect information about what problems we might have in town and what our citizens were like. Number one, UNO was bad streets and roads.
So the reason for this special election, which is earmarked and going directly to road maintenance and repair, and we'll get into the nuts and bolts of that with Joe Duffy, our finance director, in just a moment. But the reason that this was pushed forward on the front burner was because of the input you were getting at these community outreach meetings.
Absolutely. Well, we haven't had a lot of maintenance on the roads because of not having the income to do that. So,
Joe, if you could just kind of capitalize, what does this mean? When voters get this ballot, they're going to look at it. What are some of the bullet points that'll be on there?
Okay, so as far as the dollars and cents, right now we only have about $400,000 a year that we use to maintain 153 miles of roads. Last year we did 3 miles of roads with that amount of money. So that means every road gets fixed or gets a maintenance treatment, either a chip seal or slurry seal, once every 50 years.
Wow.
And you know that's not going to work.
So you said that pot of money, again, was how much?
$400,000.
And that goes to how much road?
About 3 miles a year.
That figure always baffles me. And it's because as the general public, and I'm as general and as public as you can get,
right.
We don't often understand the figures of that. Now, in a conversation we had with with Frank Marbury, our public works director recently, depending on the type of surface, the condition of the road, there's a lot of variables in there. But $50, to boil it down to so a guy like me can figure it out, right. $50 is how far?
About a foot.
About a foot.
Yeah. Whether it's pavement or...
Yeah.
It just depends. I mean, you know, a paving is $6 to $8 a square yard, and chip seal is about $1 a square yard. So it just depends on the process you do.
One of the things that I really appreciate about talking with you, Joe, is your ability to take large figures of money, because no matter the size of a town, a municipality, we're dealing with large dollar amounts.
Right, big projects.
For a guy like me, some numbskull running around the neighborhood, you know, I think I got $5 in my pocket, if that, at any given moment. So when we start hearing these numbers, the first response, and a lot of the response that we get from the public through social media and things like that, and emails and comments at council meetings and at our community outreach sessions, is we've got all this money, why aren't things getting done? So to boil it down to $50 a foot, that doesn't go very far.
No, it just doesn't last. And you got to understand, 5 years ago, we only had $50,000 a year to put on the roads.
Wow.
So the town, our HERF funds, which is your gas tax money, we're starting to collect a little bit more every year, you know, maybe 5 or 6%. But the town has actually been putting a little bit more into it, cutting costs where we can. So we built the fund up so we're able to fund about $400,000 a year.
Gotcha.
Now, when our engineer, our public works director, put the figures together for the Roads and Streets Committee, who were really part of developing this whole program, turns out we need about $1.6 million per year to basically hit every road every 7 years and to get the level of the roads in Chino Valley up to where they should be.
Yeah.
And so basically we're asking for $1.5 million, and this was really the recommendation of the Roads and Streets Committee, which is made up of a couple council members and then a few local citizens who have experience working on roads.
Volunteers from the community.
Yeah, helping us out. And they basically said, you know, we need 1.6, but let's ask for a little bit more so we can put about $300,000 away for your big capital projects.
Gotcha.
So Road 2 North is an example. So we put $300,000 away for about 3 years. And guess what? We'll have almost $1 million that we can put on Road 2 North and do a major nice project there. Most of this money is going to be put in on chip seals and overlays and slurry seals so that we can get the most bang for the buck and do as many roads as we can. And that's the focus. We want to hit every road in the community once every 7 years. This tax that we're proposing is a 20-year tax. So every road will get hit 3 times during that period. And we know that the level of the roads in the community will just get better and better and better.
Gotcha. Now, the first question that usually comes out when you start talking about roads is, when is mine going to get done? When is the road in front of my house going to get done? How is that determined? What's the process to determine in what order roads are attacked first?
So we're going to use technology. That's
what?
Yeah, I know.
Science?
Yes, it's going to be great. So we're going to go out and we're going to rate all our roads, and to a pretty sophisticated level. It's the county uses it, for example. We'll probably even use probability. We might even use the same program that they use. They rate all their roads, and they determine where you can get the most bang for the buck.
Gotcha.
Because spending money on, let's say, a pavement road, a road that's, you know, that is pavement and not chip seal, before it fails, a dollar today will save you $6 to $8 in, let's say, 4 or 5 years.
Gotcha.
So spend the money where it's going to get you the most bang for the buck versus putting that dollar on a chip seal road that really needs to be reconstructed.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of a waste. I mean, let's spend the money and save the roads that we can save right now first, and then we'll go out and start rebuilding and doing the roads that are pretty well gone.
Gotcha.
That need to be rebuilt anyway. So that's why we'll hit the pavement roads first. But what this program will do will tell us which ones we should hit based on their current condition and where we can get the most, we can spend the money most efficiently over time. And the program will determine, okay, let's do these roads. We'll take it to the Roads and Streets Committee. They'll review them. And they might be one, you know, let's do this one first and then do this one next year. That's what they're there to help out. And then they'll make a recommendation to council, and council will approve the next plan. So we're going to do a five-year plan. So that five-year plan, you'll be able to see, oh, yeah, my road in front of my house is going to be on year three.
Gotcha.
And so everybody will know. But knowing that within 7 years, something will be done in the road in front of your house.
Gotcha. So, one of the ways that this is determined is through open meetings and open discussion,
absolutely,
presenting the scientific and the technological facts.
Right.
And then, so if we want to encourage people, if you're concerned about how this process is going to be going on, follow chinoaz.net, come to the meetings, watch the presentations, and we realize everybody can't make the meetings. So we have those YouTube links. You can watch them at your leisure. You can see how this process is done. Go ahead, Joe. You had something else to add there.
Yeah, but and the other part of this is you can actually – you threw a mic right at the
– I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What we're trying to stress is that we want people to get involved and get educated on what's going on. The way that these roads are presented and attacked and addressed, in talking with Frank Marbury, our public works director, we have a fairly lengthy conversation with him and yourself, Joe, and a shorter one with the mayor, available for you to listen to. We recorded it a couple of weeks ago. We put it on the town Chino Valley Update podcast. Links for that are available at chinoaz.net, and you can hear the dissection of how this is done in a longer format. This chart that Frank sent with you today, it's an S graph. He had a name for it, but it shows the way that the deterioration on the roads happens when you attack them at an earlier date, like you had mentioned.
Right.
What does that do? How does that do the dollar figure?
Let's just take pavement for example. Pavement has a useful life if you know you do a 3-inch overlay. Of like 25 years. So at about year 15, it starts dropping off really, really fast. So it goes from excellent to good to fair in that first 15 years. And then it goes to poor, very poor, and failed really, really fast in 10 years. So it just drops off. So if you can catch it with a slurry seal or a chip seal around that 13th or 15th year, which only costs $1
gotcha.
Per square yard, let's say, you can extend the life of that road out to maybe 30 years. But if you don't get it and you don't do the maintenance on it, it's going to drop off really fast, and then it's $6 to $8 a yard to fix it.
Kind of like my knees. They were great for 30 years, and then in 5 years, it turned me into a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, just overnight.
So this is the town leadership, our expertise that we have in our staff,
right. Doing
long-range planning so that we're not putting Band-Aids on things that aren't doing much good.
That's correct.
This is for the betterment of the community, the betterment of our roads long-term, and the way to attack this is by getting input from the community. We want to know what you think. We want you to be educated when you read these measures that are going to be presented in May so that you can make an educated choice.
Most of the studies that we see long-range projections says that Chino Valley, probably in the next 10, 15 years, is going to be a hot area for growth,
yeah. Commercial
and residential. We need now to start preparing for that. If we wait till after that's happened, then it will cost us 3 or 4 times more.
So stay ahead of the curve with infrastructure.
Yep.
Everyone is concerned about how our tax dollars are spent. What does this impact my pocketbook? What does this impact my household budget? We're going to come back after these messages to talk more with Joe to find out if and when this tax does pass, what it's going to impact each and every one of you out there, and what it'll mean to your weekly, monthly, and annual budget. We'll be right back with that on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, right after this break.
At Affinity RV, you get a home with a view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Arizona Beer Week is here. Join Prescott Brewing Company and Arizona craft breweries all over the state February 7th through the 16th for this big 10-day celebration. Enjoy our classic pub burger and a pint for the special price of only $11.99. So basically, your pint is free for these 10 days. Or enjoy a snack off our Pub Bite menu for only $5.99. See ArizonaBeerWeek.com for more info. And we'll see you at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You could call Welch's grape juice whole pressed. The whole fruit is pressed, seed, skin, and all. But the word pressed doesn't accurately describe things. Pressing is for elevator buttons and little juice machines. To make Welch's grape juice, you take the grapes, crush, smash, and pulverize them till they turn into antioxidant-filled grape juice. So no, Welch's is not really whole pressed. It's more like whole decimated. The world's toughest antioxidants. Welch's, tough as grapes.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A bill repealing a vehicle registration fee is one step closer to law as the Arizona Senate passes the legislation. Senate Bill 1001 repeals a $32 fee that would go into public safety. The Republican-authored bill gets bipartisan support from Senator Hamasita Pashlaki, a District 7 Democrat who represents Native Americans.
This is a huge jump, and in some cases, it's quadrupled.
Not all Democrats agree to repealing the fee. Repealing it will mean a $180 million revenue loss. The bill now heads for the House. If you travel overnight on Highway 89 near Highway 89A in Prescott, prepare for traffic delays.
Traffic signals will be out of service from 7 tomorrow night to 5 Wednesday morning. ADOT crews are scheduled to install new electrical conduit for traffic signals on the north and southbound Highway 89 on and off ramps at 89A. Officers will direct traffic through the busy intersection. Drivers can use Deepwell Ranch Road to Willow Creek Road as an alternate route. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Sunny today and tomorrow, chilling after bedtime to near 19, with showers arriving Wednesday afternoon through Thursday night, with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt near 51 tomorrow and Wednesday, 47 Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs tomorrow and Wednesday, around 60, with Wednesday and Thursday showers cooling Thursday's high to 56, tomorrow's pre-dawn low near 25. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Arizona Beer Week is here. Join Prescott Brewing Company and Arizona craft breweries all over the state February 7th through the 16th for this big 10-day celebration. Enjoy our classic pub burger and a pint for the special price of only $11.99. So basically, your pint is free for these 10 days. Or enjoy a snack off our Pub Bite menu for only $5.99. See ArizonaBeerWeek.com for more info. And we'll see you at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
It's a new year and a new talk show. 1 o'clock weekday afternoons on KQNA. America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. And I know you folks in Yavapai County love America. So let's talk America First with Sebastian Gorka, live weekdays at 1 p.m. on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for spending your afternoon with us on KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM. We will be right back in a couple of moments with Finance Director Joe Duffy and our mayor, his honor, Mr. Daryl Croft. But before we come back there, we wanted to remind you folks, in past years, we have had some AARP tax aid through a couple of our organizations locally. We used the library a little bit. Last year, we were over at the community center. Unfortunately, this year, there is no free tax service in Chino Valley or Prescott Valley, but you can head over to Prescott. There is walk-in service through April 15th over at Prescott Gateway Mall, Suite 374, right next to Sears. Prescott's Gateway Mall, AARP tax aid. There is no free service in Chino Valley or Prescott Valley, though. Just a reminder. Hours are Monday, Tuesday. Let's see. Oh, well, let me just say this. Monday through Saturday. That makes more sense. Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Saturday is a little shorter. They end at 3 p.m. Here's the number. You got your pencil ready? I'll wait. 928-277-1560. Again, that is 928-277-1560 for information and setting up your appointment. But there is walk-in service as well. So give them a call. TaxAid@CableOne.net is also a place you can get some information. One other thing I wanted to mention, because I am suffering from a major injury on my finger. I'm looking at it right now. I burned my finger because I was trying to clean out my fireplace today, because we still have some cold nights ahead of us. We want to encourage everybody to make sure your furnaces, your fireplace, your chimneys are kept safe and clean for your families. You can visit our local fire district page for some information and tips on fire prevention and safety. CentralYavapaiFire.org under that prevention tab to find out information on how to keep your family safe, especially in these cold months. Don't do like me and burn your fingers while you're trying to clean out your fireplace and such. Hire somebody and that knows what they're doing. I am not for hire because I do not know what I am doing. We are back now with Joe Duffy, our finance director, and our mayor, Mr. Mayor Daryl Croft, here in the studios at KQ&A. Now, I had said before, and I can't stress it enough, Joe Duffy, you have a knack for explaining these figures and these budgets, which I normally do not understand. You have a way to boil them down so that we as citizens can really understand what's going on, because quite frankly, when we're dealing with figures like this, they're hard to wrap our head around, at least for me anyway. So again, thank you for making time to come in here and talk dollars and cents. One of the things that is not always apparent to the general public unless you attend some of these meetings, and I know a lot of folks don't have the ability or the time to do, is that this money is very well monitored. It's governed in a way that everything, every penny is accounted for. So you are very concerned about saving money and using our money, our tax dollars, in a responsible way. Now, having said that, what does this boil down to? If, in fact, this special election, this tax is approved, these large figures can be terrifying, quite frankly, for some of us to hear. What does it mean to each citizen of the town, this millions of dollars that you're talking about?
Well, if you want to break it down, what it's going to cost you and me who live in the town, it's basically, on average, it's going to cost each homeowner in the town of Chino Valley about $226 a year.
Annually.
$200 and some.
We talked about this before. What does that break down to shorter? I think it was a couple of cups of coffee a week.
Right, yeah.
Is what it boils down to. $5 or something a week.
Yeah, you made that comparison last time.
Depending on where you get your coffee. That's a key.
That's true. So basically, it's based on your assessed value, your primary assessed value. So what we did is we went and looked at all the sales that happened in the last year and what the sales price to sort of determine what the market value of homes were. And then I went out to the county website and got the primary assessed value for each of the homes. And that ran about 50%. So as a general rule of thumb, if your home is worth, let's say, $230,000, it's going to assess at $115,000 and you're going to pay $226 a year. If it's worth $200,000, it's going to assess at $100,000. You're going to pay about $196 a year. So just, look, people mostly know what their market value is, pretty close. Divide it in half, multiply it by 2%. Keeps it nice and simple, and you're going to be pretty darn close to what the tax be. To do it exactly, you can go out to the county website, multiply it by 1.97%, and get the exact number. But just the ballpark, for every $100,000 of limited value or every $200,000 of market value, you're going to pay about $200 a year. So that makes it even simpler. $300,000, you're going to pay $300 a year. Whatever the market value of his home. So just the ballpark, how much the tax will be for each individual.
So if to wrap our heads around it, Ian, $200 plus or minus per year, think about what you spend on your internet, on your cell phone annually, on your whatever, on your garbage collection is $16 to $20 a month. It's around there. So when we're talking about these large figures, it's always helpful to boil it down to what it means to each household, each property owner independently.
Yeah. Now, on average, it'll be less than $20 a month.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. Now, there's also ways that if in fact this money is allocated, and we'll know that after May, how will it be spent? You had mentioned you have some ways to kind of cut the cost a little bit by doing some creative planning.
Yeah, and actually we do this with all of our procurement policies. The staff in the town of Chino Valley, under the direction of Mayor and Council, really want us to search for the best price so we get the biggest bang for the buck on everything we do. And one of the ways that we do that is we also piggyback with other entities, other towns, the county, and other municipalities throughout the state. So let's say the city of Phoenix, for example, goes out and buys police cars. Well, they buy a lot, and they get a really good deal on those cars. Where if we went and bid them out, we're going to get charged more because we don't buy that many.
Buying a onesie-twosie thing.
But we can piggyback on the city of Phoenix's bid for police cars.
Interesting.
And we can get them for the exact same price and get them outfitted for the same price. So we take advantage of that opportunity with everything we buy whenever we can. But when it comes for the roads, Yavapai County goes out and bids out all their chip seal work and all their slurry seal work for the year. And they have a lot more money than we do, and they have a lot more roads. So they get a really good price. But in their bid documents, they allow us to piggyback. In fact, that's what we've done the last few years. And so we get a lot cheaper price per square yard. We're paying exactly what the county pays. So we take advantage of that whenever possible.
So again, it's stressing the communication and cooperation, not just within the town, but expanding that out to the farther region. Now, Mr. Mayor, what is to keep us from taking this money, if passed, and buying the new mayor's helicopter to get you to and from those mayor's luncheons?
I'm a real stickler for this, and I'm going to make sure that this was part of this proposal. The proposed property tax, these funds will be used exclusively for road maintenance and construction. They will not be used for employees' salary and wages, will not be used for services and supplies, will not be used for overhead. Funds will be accounted for in a separate fund. An annual report will be made to the council and published on a web detailing how the funds were used. Independent auditors will issue a report verifying the funds were used as intended.
So, this money will go directly onto our roads, nowhere else.
Period. It will go onto our roads, yes.
Right. We're not going to buy equipment with it. We're not going to hire additional employees. It's going to be directly put onto the roads. And one of the things is, like our current HERF funds, we have to do an annual audit. We'll have to do an annual audit with these also.
So you got people looking over your shoulder. Again, the purpose of this discussion is to allow people to be educated, to make an educated and informed decision. Whatever side you fall on, please make that decision with an educated assessment of the facts. We will be right back with some closing thoughts on KQ&A after these messages.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Play High Low at Cliff Castle Casino, and you can win a share of over $30,000 in cash and prizes. Earn entries all month and bonus entries on Tuesdays. Drawings start on Sunday, February 24th at 4 p.m. with progressive cash prizes each hour through 9 p.m. At 8 p.m., you can win $5,000 cash, and at 9 p.m., one lucky winner walks away with $10,000 cash. Be one of the 30 winners on February 24th playing High Low. Visit CliffCastleCasino.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olsen's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for sticking around with us this afternoon on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, and on KQNA.com. We are here for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. ChinoValley.org is where you can find out information about that, and the town of Chino Valley at ChinoAZ.net, where we will also be posting upcoming meet and greet to talk about this special election. We'll also be talking about them at every town council meeting, second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. So follow us on ChinoAZ.net and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well, where you can get information at CVAZTown. And if you want to know what's going on between my ears, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MSantos_photo. We want to thank Joe Duffy, our finance director. We want to thank the mayor, Mr. Darrell Croft, and as always, the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. We will talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.